Rundown Live. It is Thursday, February 24, brought to you by Felix Gray, modeled by Big Cat. I was actually going to give it
looking
to Liz,
good.
But you seem very.
I actually wear them. I think mine are at home right now.
If you give them to me, the Mia Khalifa comments are going to come out. So let's keep them on.
Okay,
on
so.
I mean, you brought those on. I mean,
that was
kind of like a Mia Khalifa. Oh, I think now they're coming regardless.
Yeah.
Anyways, Felix Gray. Like,
you open yourself
I mean,
up.
It's true, but
hey,
don't compare
I wasn't thinking it. You were thinking it.
Don't
know
what you think about Mia Khalifa and Liz.
Everybody says that when I wear glasses. This isn't like
put
an out of the ordinary.
Put them on. Let's
put
just
the glasses
see.
On. You're begging for this comparison.
No, I'm not. I don't want to look like her, like a porn star.
Yeah, I can
yeah,
see
I
it.
See it.
All right. Everybody had their fun.
I see it. Don't screenshot that picture and start sending it to Liz with Mia Khalifa next to her.
Be a real shame.
Felix Gray.
It would be so out of the ordinary.
Such a shame.
And so Felix, original.
No, listen, our people, when we tell them don't do something,
don't do
they don't do it.
No Mia Khalifa, Liz Gonzalez comparisons today, tomorrow, or ever with those glasses.
They started off so
don't do like a get you a man that can do both meme or something, you know,
don't
or the upgrade. Don't do that.
Nope.
A lady in the street, but a freaking
yeah,
bed.
Don't
yeah,
do
don't.
That.
It's freaking street. I mean, if you're gonna do it, it's lady in the sheets.
It's a lady in the
street,
freak in the sheets.
That's what I said.
You said, is that lady what you
said? Lady in the streets, but a freak in the bed, yeah.
No, you say bed.
All right. Well,
the whole sheets. Thing is rhyming.
Same thing. Street,
not at all.
Sheets.
That's like rose of red, violet of blue. You were close,
the
and then
gist,
you just didn't rhyme
the gist
it.
Of
that was actually really strange.
Thing.
Not at all. It's like very much that works because
the
of the rhyme.
The point is that you're a lady. Out in public, and then a freak behind closed doors. So
put the glasses on.
The message was sent.
But it's street and sheets. You get how those bed doesn't fit. It's with.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah. Luda.
Ooh, Dave just got.
Ooh.
Oh, no that.
Girl power, back it up.
I'm happy I stayed out of that one.
It's a Luda.
I knew it was a Luda. The whole time.
It's like a nursery rhyme, the
no,
way
it's
I
Luda.
Do. Can we do this, Felix Gray? Don't send her any like porn Mia Khalifa shit. All right, Felix Gray, the glasses.
Uh-huh.
Dryness, this is a long read, so pay attention. Bitcoin Marty is getting ahead of himself down there. Dryness, migraines, and blurry vision are just a few reasons you need to protect your eyes. Now you can look great while doing it. Felix Gray lenses are specially designed to filter blue light and eliminate glare from screens, which are the two main causes behind digital eye strain. These glasses look great and are available in non-prescription and reading lenses with prescription coming soon. All shipping and returns are free. Go to felixgray.com/rundown to get a pair of Felix Gray computer glasses and discover a smarter way to work.
They're good-looking glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. XFL coming back. 3 o'clock press conference. Should be interesting. I don't know what's going on here. Johnny Football actually tweeted just now at me being like, Vince McMahon and Johnny Football and Barstool, three brands I can get behind. That, to me, is the whole thing. If Manziel's in the XFL, this thing has a chance. If he's not, I don't know what they're doing because, Dan, we talked about the concept's great, but the players stink.
Suck.
The execution is horrible.
Right. Although, if you did watch that XFL documentary, they made it seem like the one game that was, like, great, like, got cut off or something because Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, I remember watching XFL, and it's just not good football. Like
the idea of it
right.
is brilliant.
And people are getting, like, maimed on that fumble drill that they have to do.
Mm-hmm. You need to figure out, so Johnny Manziel's a must. I actually don't think that Vince McMahon even does this league without like already having a conversation.
So you think Manziel's in?
Yeah. I think he like already had a conversation like,
well,
Johnny,
the NFL isn't going to take
we're going to build it around you. The other thing is they need to figure out a way to get like guys straight out of college and like, you know, you could basically take the college fan bases and put it in the XFL if you can get some of these guys that don't make it in the NFL right away. I feel like the XFL's biggest problem was they got guys that were like, you know, late 20s trying to chase their glory days. You need like young guys and then have it almost be a minor league to football, to
okay,
NFL.
Okay, so maybe this is where LaVar Ball comes into play because he wants to do this with, you know, instead of kids playing college ball, he wants to build his own league.
So, you're
so maybe
like a minor league?
Maybe he abandons basketball altogether and then jumps on the XFL
Wouldn't hate
bandwagon,
it.
Bandwagon, and Wouldn't he creates it. His own league with Vince McMahon.
I at first was going to chide you for this because I was like, this is, you're going a wildly different direction. But imagine if LeVar Ball was at this press conference with Vince McMahon. That would like be
those two belong together.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. I just don't know how it works. I mean, people want football, but like we talked about the football song. Now, Johnny Football, I do want to see him play. Someone in the office mentioned Tebow. He'd never do this.
No, he would not.
Like,
yeah,
way below Tebow.
I heard you. No, absolutely
also,
not.
Also, I feel like they need.
Who else? I mean, besides Manziel, who.
I feel like what they need to do, too, is they need to run it almost. Because the other thing they made a mistake, I think they ran it, what, in the spring? They should run it like August to like early October, but like Friday nights. So when it's football season and people are in football
that's
mode.
That's high school football.
I know, but I mean, that's so. If you're trying to make a buck, you know.
I will say, Vince McMahon, the ball's on him. Like to have a complete failure that's so bad of a failure, it's like a 30 for 30, and like just run this thing back. I'm curious. That is the biggest thing. We have Manziel, the X factor, I guess, but like what's going to be different?
You could bring back has been college quarterbacks that were great. You bring back Vince Young, Matt Leinart.
Matty Mock would be nice.
That name would sell tickets alone.
And you throw them out there.
The name, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's the name.
If you're doing Johnny Manziel, you might as well go down the line.
Jamarcus Russell.
The biggest bust in the history of the NFL. Throw him in
Ryan
there.
Ryan Leaf would be that.
Is he still big boy?
Ryan Leaf?
Oh, he's...
No.
Jamarcus?
They're both gained all imagine. That weight and then... Yeah.
No, Ryan Leaf's jacked now.
Is he?
He's like...
Jamarcus,
his
last time I saw him was really, really overweight.
I've always... Dan, to your earlier idea, and it would never happen, I would love, like, sports. I've always thought this for hockey more so, but, like, if the Patriots had to be from New England, like if the players had to be
you
like
you draft the guys in your area
regional
yeah
like
yeah.
so
you pick
it became
a couple
like
colleges
pro. Right. Yeah right
and that, don't hate it
that, then you'd get the South like all jazzed up about it
every imagine
put a team in Alabama
and then you know, occasionally if like you know New England's like Hoosiers but that is what people root for like you root for where you're from interesting I'll be watching the press conference at 3 o'clock I'll watch everything Vince McMahon does this show brought to you by Lisa mattress $100 off premium mattresses are delivered right to your door wherever you buy whether you buy the mattress today or 2 years from today the coupon is always good for life they shouldn't be writing Bitcoin Marty I know this pitch and it's making it worse because I'm reading it it's $100 you click on the link you save it forever Lisa mattresses will have first-hand documentation because we have I think 36 people going to the Super Bowl. Barstool is basically relocating to Minnesota, and lots of guys do not have actually places to sleep. So you will be on Lisa mattresses in basements on top of each other. Smitty is going. Luckily, there is a gym like in one of the houses with just a heavy bag. Smitty is going to sleep on the floor
which
in that
house?
Room.
Which house? Our house?
Yeah.
Our Rough house and Rowdy. Has a basketball
what
court.
House am I in?
Yeah. I think you're in our house as well. The ladies have got a little more thoughtfulness put behind their sleeping accommodations. I think you're rooming with Erica, actually.
Yeah, that's the big boss. Heard.
Yeah, so be on your best behavior there. Lisa, thank you
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're with the big boss.
Yeah. Late night conversations.
Like, I mean.
Pillow talk.
Good.
Impressed, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're always like, oh, is the boss watching my, like, mannerisms?
Yeah, but she's cool. She's not,
is the
like,
boss watching me while I sleep? You're going to have to think about that all week.
That would be really creepy if I woke up and she was staring
if
at me.
If Erica's a good boss, she would watch you.
Theoretically, I'm your boss, so it's a little bit different there.
You have to throw that in there. We've got to get it in.
Fact of life. This caddy situation. I've seen a lot of degrading things in my days. For a golfer to take his head cover and throw it off your face and then be like, pick that up, caddy boy. One of the more degrading things I've ever seen. I read Riggs' blog. I don't know what the hell happened. So I told Riggs to be ready. Because I want to understand what prompted this.
Here he comes.
So they're on the final hole of the tournament. Guy's one stroke off the lead, par five. He's going for the green and two. Hooks it left into like a pond, basically. But there's tall grass around the edge. So they're looking for it. The caddy and the player are kind of apart from each other. Caddy finds it, determines that it's like under a rock. He's like, that ball's dead. He can't play that. So the caddy picks it up. Rules official says, that's a penalty. You can't do that. So he gets an extra stroke penalty plus the hazard. So he gets basically two strokes for hitting at the pond. Ends up finishing third instead of second, which cost him $12,000.
On the web tour, which is a big deal.
Which is huge. I mean, you're grinding on the web tour. He does the degrading, throws his putter right at him, and then
the
fires
caddy,
him immediately.
And then the caddy does a response video shirtless. What was he saying?
He was saying that he found some rule where if the player in any way acts as if he agrees that the ball is dead, then the caddy's okay to pick it up. the player and the rules official are essentially like, that's not really what happened. The caddy's like, well, he said some expletive, and therefore he, based on this rule, was like, yes, you can pick it up.
I called my friend, and I'm going to turn this around now. And my friend says that in decision 26-9/1, it talks about a player, a caddy going into a hazard, which is exactly what we did, a caddy going into the hazard, okay, and the caddy retrieving the ball. And if a player, you don't need consent from the player, he just has to act like he's not going to play it. That's all it says in this rule. You can look this up, 26-1, or -1, I put a slash there, but it's -1, /9, okay? This needs to go out because we're already doing it on social media. It's on Twitter. I'm defending what I did. I was ripped on the Golf Channel today. Thank you, Steve Burko. Thank you, Phil Blackmore, even Trip Heisner. You can rip me all you want, but I did nothing wrong, man. I did nothing wrong.
So you just... That sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo from the caddy.
And he's like a big
caddy.
But my question, why was he shirtless? Could he not?
Why he was shirtless. Good question.
Well, I just got done playing golf, and so it's hot out there.
Yeah, he's kind of rambling. He's also like a stoolie or like a podcast listener. So he's been like DMing me all kinds of information. So I think he's kind of a rambler. But
he seemed like a crazy person. But I don't know how you ever come back from that move. That seems like something you do, Riggs, by the way.
Well, I have a hot take.
I tweeted that already, so I got ahead of that.
That's right where I was going. I think this is just, I wasn't really even that shocked by this because I think all golfers have a little bit of spoiled brat in them. Otherwise, they play team sports.
It is a deep sport. That's true.
Like, I think that's just part of being a golfer. It's like there's that little.
Throw the head cover on
your
caddy's face.
Yeah, I feel like golf, every golf, if you look at every golfer on the tour.
That's taking your golfing white glove. Like, yeah,
it's a very degrading move. It's very degrading.
Every golfer on the tour, I bet you can find one moment where they acted like little babies to their caddy or to the gallery. I mean, Tiger does it all the time. Like, no flashes, no clicking, like all that shit.
It's a very common move, and then it does, like, when the guy that's, like, carrying your bag and helping you out, and then you kind of, like, do something that looks a little degrading to him.
Right.
You look like a massive, like,
well,
no, I'm saying this one is big, but sometimes they're little, and you still look like the biggest
dickhead. Would you say my take is, like, semi-right that, like, every golfer just kind of, like, the way you have to, like, mentally play a game by yourself and it's all on you, and it's all up to you. I feel like every golfer has that little bit of selfish, like little bit of prick in them.
Yeah, and I mean, I just think it's kind of a degrading type relationship almost. Where it's like, this guy like helps me out, carrying
my bag. I always thought that like,
I'm gonna shit on anybody out here.
Are golfers like BFFs with their caddies?
Yeah, most of them. This guy, then in the ramble, he was like, he's been mad at me all week. He said like they're in like a marriage. I mean,
like Dan said, the nature of the fact that someone's carrying around your golf bags is like pretty degrading to begin with.
And you add in the fact that golf has like a billion rules. And it's this, gentleman's game. It just kind of breeds this whole thing.
Still, getting a golf...
Tennis people have it the same way. Tennis guys freak out all the time. I think the individual sports, you just have
like
that.
That would be the equivalent of, like, throwing your sweat towel off your, like, coach's face.
Yeah,
and just
right. And I feel like I've seen tennis guys do that.
Speaking of, and great segue, Dave, speaking of other degrading moves, they have this at the Hawks game where you guard Hot Sauce and you have to stop Hot Sauce from scoring in 24 seconds. Hot Sauce opened this by just throwing the ball off the guy's face.
We're gonna go with that. That's all we got, guys. Head on out. Let's get 24 seconds on the clock. Hot Sauce is looking mean. He's looking mean. Let's get this. Oh, right in the face. No. This is tough. This is tough. No one said it was gonna be easy, Will. No. Oh, and that is it, Will. Nice little friendly handshake there. We're not going to send you away empty.
That you have to walk off the court.
Before I saw that video, I thought, oh, he probably like, this poor kid had hoop dreams and he just crushed him. No, he smacked him in the face with a ball.
Mm. That I don't know what's more degrading, the golf club or on center court get a
this,
ball.
This because this poor kid is just like, oh, I'm going out there for fun.
You have to walk
win.
Off.
Like, and he kept going.
You have to like punt the ball off of Hot Sauce's
can't
face.
Can't get it.
Yeah, well after. Like, you have to do something, rabbit punch him. I was thinking about how you defend this. The only two things I would think of is either just go directly, like, underneath the hoop and just be like, you're not scoring a layup. Go ahead and shoot. Because then he's embarrassed if he shoots, like, an 8-footer and misses. Or just, like, just foul. I just foul.
I feel like you walk off the court and you just got hit in the face with a basketball, like, bye.
That was a brutal cheap shot. Because you can do that. I don't have to be hot sauce. If you think you're guarding me, I can just throw it right off your face.
Correct.
That's just a cheap shot.
Correct.
Like, that
very
is
mean.
Yeah.
Was there an explanation behind it? Do we know why he did that? Or just
make
shits
him
and giggles?
Look like stupid. Yeah, he's hot sauce.
He's a showman. He's gonna do whatever he has to do to get the
people. I loved it, but it is.
It was so mean.
There's nobody in the planet who can defend if, like, all right, I'm defending, I'm just gonna throw it off your face.
Yeah. So anyone future, like, this has been set now. So it went semi-viral. If you find yourself in this position where you're defending hot sauce, you should have to follow him right away.
I feel like he should get fined for this.
I also like your idea of just stand underneath the hoop and
just
make
like,
him
go
shoot
ahead.
A jumper. Because I guarantee you, hot sauce cannot shoot.
Right, and if he does shoot and makes it, like, okay, you made a fucking 8-footer uncontested. Way to go, bro.
Yeah, better
you
than getting...
You would stay on the court?
I would either foul him immediately, or I would stand right underneath the hoop and be like, you're not making a layup, and just let him shoot. And if he misses, he's the punk now.
But if you're this kid, you just got smacked in the face with the ball. If you push him and retaliate, aren't you afraid he's going to come back at
that's
you?
If I were ever in this situation, like, I know, I like when I play pickup hoops, like, if I have to guard someone at the 3-point line, I either play 10 feet off of them or I guard right up, and then the minute they do a crossover, I just foul them. So, like, I've been in that situation before. I don't have lateral quickness, so I know how to defend someone there, and it's by fouling. It's honest.
I think if I
get stuck in a pick and roll and I'm against a 3-point shooter, I'm fouling.
I think he was just caught off guard and so surprised that he just got hit in the face with the ball.
Totally.
I mean, like, that was not the expectation of I'm going out there.
I don't know how he didn't get, like, a bloody nose. Somebody that is, like, like,
the fact that he stayed out there, like, says a lot about what kind of person he is. Good for him for sticking by.
I think I would be so stunned. It's like hot sauce just chest passed off my face.
Yeah.
It's just, that's like a dirty move.
Or you don't really have your wits in that moment because he was stunned, but you just go to the fucking ground and then get an ambulance, I'm going to sue the Hawks, do the whole fucking thing.
All right, Dan, I just had to put this in here because we talked about it yesterday, but a guy at Kansas, they called 911 because some dude showed up at the Kansas basketball dorms for like 5 hours, kept saying he wanted to offer free throw advice.
This is exactly what he needs. I cannot believe he called 911 because, like we said yesterday, that is the worst free throw shooter of all time. All time. He should be taking advice from everyone. And that's just a passionate fan. Like, I love it. Why wouldn't he do that? Why would he call 911? I would hear the guy out. If you're 1-for-8 in a big game and you cost your team the game, and a guy shows up to your house, would you not at least listen to him?
He's
probably so frustrated with himself. He's not going to listen to some random guy that's showing up to, like, give advice.
It's hard to, unless you're watching it. He wasn't 1-for-8 with, like, rim outs.
Right.
This guy was having, like, shots that looked like you can't rebound a long 3-pointer. That's what his rebounds look like. He wasn't even close.
He looked like a soccer player comes from, like, England and comes over and, like, here, shoot this basketball. First time holding a basketball. That's what he looked like. So if that's what you look like, you should take advice from everyone.
And what was the reasoning for him? He just wanted to give him advice?
He was a Kansas kid across from the game.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy giving him the advice was just like, I just really want to give you advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I think, probably like,
this free throw shot before it becomes a problem.
Not going to go, like, to the Final Four.
That's a really dedicated fan.
Like, we need you on the court in March. You're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you listen to me, random fan.
There's some guy, a Massachusetts guy, he runs like free, I think he's hit like 3,000 straight free throws. I hate his name. He runs like free throw camps.
Well, I don't know why he doesn't
do the
fucking granny.
Is that this guy that gave the
No, this was just a fan.
Yeah.
Everyone in Kansas and, like, Indiana can shoot free throws.
Yes.
Draymond Green.
That's actually a very good point. Like, they grew up in, like, a dirt driveway shooting free throws.
Yeah, totally. It's like the scene from Hoosiers, basically. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green versus Windhorst, this is funny. So Windhorst was talking how Draymond Green said all NBA refs should be fired. And Draymond Green tweeted at him, hey, no neck, don't talk about it. He has no neck. So I've always kind of been okay with Draymond. This made me like really like Draymond Green. I mean, impossible to think about Windhorst, no neck. I mean, he has no neck.
He has no neck.
It's getting worse, too.
Yeah.
He got called for it. So they have to be very careful as a squad to not to upset the official.
Guys, Draymond Green said every referee should be fired.
I mean, that's insane.
KD has been chewing on guys' ears all season long. KD is right. He is being targeted because he's made himself a target.
He's got no neck. And this just, like, I don't want to make it all about LeBron, but shows again, LeBron's a bad teammate. Like, come to your man's defense.
Totally.
Like, this is your sidekick. Brian Windhorst is your media sidekick. You got to do something to stand up for him.
No, so neck. KD apologizes yesterday, and Draymond,
yeah,
the other side of it.
Draymond doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't. No neck. So that's a rundown. The last rundown before we head to Minnesota, which we'll be doing them live there. Again, Cowboy Jax is going to be live serious. Starts with McAfee's show at 9, and we pretty much have straight pro through 7 o'clock. Liz, myself, KFC are doing 1 of 4. 4 to 7's Evening Yak. There's going to be guests, celebrities, the works. And then, of course, Friday night is the big party at the Super Bowl for us. We partnered with Tao, big party group. We have Cascade, DJ Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq, RL Grime, Vice. Huge party. It's like the biggest party of Super Bowl week. This year, you can buy tickets. They're $300, I think, which is cheap. So unless you're a small baller, don't complain about that price. It's probably going to go up, to be honest. Buy tickets, go. It's going to be a wild time. So getting ready for Minnesota. I heard it's like ice cold there.
Oh, yeah.
Winter. People have been sending me pictures of like snow up to my knees.
It's going
to
be like 1 degree on like Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, so that's something to look forward to.
Just a good old Midwestern winter. Just sit inside a bar for
I can't even be
week.
In this
I
office
fucking love it.
Yep. Without wearing a sweatshirt because it's fucking freezing in here. I am not ready for Minnesota.
And everyone's going.
Pretty much the entire office is going. We tried to keep like eliminating people and we just couldn't. So it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be tight, but it'll be fun. So
in a way,
well,
Philly
tight for some.
Made their way with you.
Philly's
they got
going.
Their way with you.
Well, I don't know if they got their way. I mean,
would you say that they won?
I'll tell you who won Sunday night. When
I mean, in the whole thing was they wanted to go to Philadelphia, so they did. Well, they did all of these things to go.
Roan is going to be in the streets with Caleb Sunday in Philadelphia after the game. I'm just determining what's happening with Smitty right now. I got to see the ticket situation. We may try to do a live thing. So we'll see. So this is it. Well, me, Mia, and Big Cat will see you guys in Minnesota.
Not Mia. Fuck me. But one more time for the people at home.
Nope.
Come on, one more time.
Nope. You know Pornhub.com.
What's
check
that?
It out.
What's that?
What's that?
Pornhub?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.